Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Warning, the following episode includes talk of magical texts, boxing, the mafia, and how a child preacher who railed against astrology found his path in the stars. Sensitive listeners, take care.
In the very beginning of this show, we set out to find people with unusual stories, biographies that upended our understanding of astrology. And so my colleagues, Mary and Mitra, they went looking for all sorts of folks, right? Like finance bros who believed in astrology, cheesemongers who used the stars to guide their process, towns that have built their entire identity around astrology. And then one day, Mary said to me, I think there's a community of ex-evangelicals who've fled the church and now they put their entire faith in the stars. And, you know, I was immediately fascinated, right? Like, how do you walk away from one set of really strong beliefs and then dive headfirst into another? What type of person decides to do that? And what are the circumstances that help you find your faith again? And that's how we found Sam Reynolds.
I went to an astrologer to set up a Gemini.
Sam is an extraordinary person, and the truth is, he's got a story I can't stop thinking about. At birth, his parents were told he wouldn't walk. As a child, he wasn't supposed to become a preacher. In college, he wasn't supposed to question his faith or take comfort in astrology, but Sam has kind of defied expectations at every point of his life, and what makes him so fascinating to me, at least, is that in this search for faith and love and a truer understanding of humanity, he moves with such grace and assuredness. And the path for him, it never seems to be a mistake. Like, just a stepping stone to where you were always meant to be. From Kaleidoscope and iHeart Podcast, I'm Mangesh Hachikadur. Welcome to Skyline Drive. Minisode 2, Sam.
My name is Sam Reynolds. I'm from Buffalo, New York. I currently live in Santa Fe, New Mexico. I have been a practicing astrologer for 20 years, and I got into astrology trying to disprove it. I was born with multiple birth defects, and being able to function, to walk, to do the things that the doctors predicted I wouldn't be able to do. They said that I would be developmentally delayed. I wasn't. And so I became assigned as a miracle baby by my family.
Sam was raised as a Southern Baptist, so he grew up knowing that on Judgment Day, he would have to stand before God and account for his life.
I did feel a calling, literally hearing a voice in my head, you know, a calling into the ministry, saying, I want you to preach. So I went to my mother's friend's church, and the pastor took me under his wing. My father didn't fully believe me, because I actually was a boxer at the time. And so I was boxing, and he kept arranging fights for me. And I was like, no, I don't think it's right to kind of beat people up on Saturday and then go preach about love on Sunday. And he didn't believe me, so my mother suggested, well, write him a letter of resignation. And I wrote him a letter telling him that I was going into the ministry. And he was like, oh, I guess this is real. I preached my first sermon on my mother's birthday, September 28th, 1980. Maybe there were about 70 people there. My parents were there. And I saw something I had never seen. After I preached, my father stood up and testified, and he started to cry. My father didn't cry. I knew my father had a complicated life. When I say a complicated life, my father was into the numbers racket. Before we had state lotteries, there was an underground, mostly seen as criminal network of people who would get people to play the numbers for money. I mean, it's tied to the mob, to the mafia. And so my father killed people. So for him to cry, I mean, that was, when you talk about Tony Soprano, you see it on TV, he literally lived that life. And I think that was probably just the first time out of maybe two times I ever saw my father cry in his life.
Sam was only 12 when he became a preacher, and he'd fully absorbed this evangelical lesson that astrology is a sin. He even preached a sermon warning against its evils. Besides, the one time he did look up his horoscope, he couldn't tell which sign he really was, because his birthday fell on the cusp of Scorpio and Sagittarius, and as far as he was concerned, it was a sin that didn't even make sense.
By the time I went into the ministry, I was already convinced that astrology was hogwash. You know, people would ask me, what sign are you? And I would say, I'm the sign of the cross. My first year of college, I thought it would be cool to take religion classes. Technically, that was a mistake because it made me start questioning my religion. I started to have a crisis of faith. I started talking to different ministers because I was like, well, how can I really preach sincerely when I'm confused? Some of the ministers I talked to, they were like, it comes with the job, kid. My idea was to take a step away from the ministry until I would recoup my faith, but my faith never came back. By the time I was 22, I had become an atheist.
Newly liberated from his old beliefs, Sam headed to Temple University, where he enrolled in the African American Studies graduate program. While he was there, he fell for one of his classmates. There was just one problem.
She was really into astrology, and I was like, if I had to choose between being an arachnid, a Scorpio, and a centaur, clearly I'm a centaur.
How could Sam possibly impress this woman, a Gemini who teased him about not knowing his own sign?
She's like, no, I think you're the bug.
Finally, he remembered something.
There was a book when I was younger that my great-grandmother had. It's called The 6, 7, 8 Books of Moses. It's supposedly a magical text.
He figured his crush would be blown away by a copy of this strange book. So he starts making calls and finally tracks it down at a North Philly bookstore. But when he goes to pick it up,
this guy starts talking to me about astrology, and he's an astrologer. At first, I was like, let me just get the book, man. But then he's like, oh, you ever had your chart done? And I was like, okay, I agreed to get the reading. For the first 15 minutes, I was convinced this is BS. And he was like, oh, it looks like your mom had some problems while carrying you. In my head, I said, no shit, Sherlock. I mean, I'm 4'9". Chances are I didn't have a normal birth. And then he said, oh, well, it looks like you're a pretty smart fellow. But again, I was thinking, I told you I was in the PhD program, and then it happened. He said, it looks like the complications I talked about with your mom may have been from some involvement with your mother, your brother, and your father. What do you mean? And he's like, yeah, some issues with your father and your brother happened, and then it adversely affected your mother. What I had learned 2 months before is that my brother, when he was 8 years old, my mother was making kissing faces at him, playing with him, and he said, oh, you're doing me like daddy was with that white woman last night. And she's like, what are you talking about? And she's like, daddy was in the front seat with this white woman making kissing noises and doing all this stuff and huffing and puffing. He thought I was asleep, but I was just in the back of the seat listening and looking at them. And she was devastated. She caught the flu early in her pregnancy with me. I guess compromised immune system from emotional distress. So what that astrologer was describing was pretty much exactly as it happened. And I don't know how he did that. You know, was blown away. And so for me, astrology became this other way of understanding oneself that was independent of the political sphere. And I was like, well, maybe it's an interesting way of asking questions.
These days, Sam still uses astrology to ask questions, but he's found a lot of answers too. He's a mentor to young astrologers just starting out and a co-founder of the International Society of Black Astrologers. He's developed a perspective that's totally him. Thoughtful, intellectual, and most of all, driven by a desire to connect.
Astrology is the net cultural experience of thousands of years of looking at the heavens and their correlations in terms of finding significance in our life. Now you could say, well, you're just manufacturing it. Sure, like everything else in your life. I'm curious about people. I always have been. I wanted to understand how people think, why they make the choices that they do. So astrology gives me a way to have discussions with people about themselves. It becomes a conversation about how the astrology illuminates their lives rather than, I would say, dictates their lives. The word consider comes from Latin for con, which means with, and sedere, stars. It means to think with your stars. So I see astrology as a way to have a conversation, which is more a way of reflecting on yourself and your desires and your character. The young Sam would be horrified by me being an astrologer. But what I think would soften him is recognizing some measure of his dream for his life, which was to be communicating and messaging people around the world. Being able to do what I do and support myself, I think that would make him proud. But he'd probably be like, well, why can't you do that for Jesus? So, I'd probably be like, yeah, that's a longer conversation.
Often there's a finality to the way people read astrology, that what's destined to happen will happen. But Sam, as he puts it, he doesn't use an astrological chart to read your life as a finished biography, but instead as a work in process. I love how there's an openness to Sam, the way he believes so deeply, but how he'll always listen with an open mind. How he doesn't hesitate to take in your questions and your qualms and to truly consider them. Because he isn't afraid to change his mind, as long as he's thinking with the stars. That's it for this week's episode of Skyline Drive. Special thanks to my team here, Mary, Mitra, Mark, Anna, and Drew, for working so hard over the holidays to pull this show together. And Botany, as always, for the incredible soundtrack. Also, thank you to the wonderful Sam Reynolds for making time for us to visit Sam on the web or book a reading with him. Be sure to go to unlockastrology.com. That's unlockastrology.com. Also, a quick shout out to my pal Laura Mayer, who did this episode's warning. Laura not only helped us set up things when we started Kaleidoscope, but also dropped one of the biggest shows of the year, Shameless Acquisition Target. It is so funny. And if you want to know everything about the podcast industry from one of its consummate insiders, it is essential listening. We'll be back with full-length episodes next week, starting with a writer who just wants to know.
I had a question about, like, who's going to die first. My mom and my dad, because there's an answer that I want. It's so dark.
I mean, it is dark, but it's also way more fun than it sounds. That's it for this week's minisode. Thank you so much for listening.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.